In Los Angeles, closing arguments begin today in the Grim Sleeper serial killer trial. For 25 years, the alleged Grim Sleeper killed mostly poor black women in South Central LA. Some of the victims were prostitutes. His trial hasn't been getting that much attention, and observers say that makes sense because for years, neither did the killings. Here's NPR's Kirk Sigler.
For more than 2 months, prosecutors have laid out their case against the alleged Grim Sleeper, Lonnie Franklin Jr., and the lengths police went to finally catch him. For example, detectives posed as busboys at a pizza parlor Franklin was at for a party. They took pizza crusts off his plate to use as DNA evidence. It matched samples taken from murder victims. For almost 6 years since that sting, Porter Alexander Jr. has been coming to this downtown L.A. courthouse for nearly every pretrial and trial proceeding. His daughter, Alicia Monique Alexander, was murdered in 1988. She was 18. He keeps pictures of her on his phone.
I just want to show you, and that's her.
The youngest.
That's the youngest. That's my baby right there.
In the small courtroom, Alexander sits just two rows behind his daughter's alleged killer, who's shackled in an orange prison jumpsuit.
It's taxing, very much so, but, you know, you got to find some strength in order to endure, to continue on. I just can't let this be something that destroys me. If I allow that to happen, then this man has totally defeated us.
The nickname Grim Sleeper first came about because of an apparent gap in the murders. There were the unsolved slayings in the 1980s. Then in the early 2000s, bodies of women again started turning up in alleys and dumpsters in South L.A. But it's now thought that the killer may have never slept. Police uncovered nearly 100 pictures of unidentified women from Lonnie Franklin's home. The initial mishandling of this case didn't surprise people in the community like Porter Alexander Jr., who never had a lot of trust in the cops.
You know, I'm not a racist. I'm not a person that looks at that. I look at things that went on in South Central Los Angeles and what was overlooked.
By overlooked, he's talking specifically about the time when his daughter was murdered. The 1980s were terribly violent, crack cocaine was rampant, and it's since come out that police may have known a lot more about the serial killer than they let on. They knew there was a pattern. Margaret Prescott says at one point they even had a vehicle description, and people in the neighborhood, especially women, were never warned that any of this was going on.
We went down to what was then Parker Center Police Headquarters to find out about the murders, see what was being done about it, how the community was being informed. And we were told by the guy in charge said, well, why are you concerned about it? He's only killing hookers.
That led Prescott to form an advocacy group called the Black Coalition Fighting Back Serial Murders. And today she still describes herself as an agitator of the LAPD, arguing that if this had occurred in a more affluent, whiter neighborhood, justice would have been swift. There would have been a national uproar.
And we knew it had to do with the race of the victims and that there were impoverished women in a community that not that many people cared about.
When the alleged Grim Sleeper was finally apprehended, Prescott famously grabbed the mic from LAPD Chief Charlie Beck at a news conference, holding up a trove of archived police documents.
Please stop referring to these victims as prostitutes. They were women, they were mothers, they were loved by their families and their communities.
LAPD detectives declined to comment, citing the ongoing trial. But Chief Beck recently told NPR that the 1980s were a different time for his department and the city. The crime rate was much higher for one, the police force much smaller.
Those were very, very difficult days, and things did not get investigated to the degree that we're able to do them now. I wish we could go back in time and fix all that, but that's not possible to do.
After years of court-ordered reforms, relations between the LAPD and the community have improved in some parts of South LA. In others, not much has changed. And now the violent crime rate is going back up. Porter Alexander Jr., whose daughter was allegedly killed by the Grim Sleeper, still lives in the same neighborhood where he raised his four kids.
Everything that was going on then is going on pretty much now. It's even gotten somewhat worse.
Today, he says, he hears more shootings and sees more guns. Just the other weekend, two men were killed at a liquor store near his house. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Los Angeles.